Hello, I'm Travis of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected the Rose Festival Princess Jada Jackson of the Central Catholic High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you.
So how does it feel to be a Rose Festival princess, by the way?
It feels really nice. It's very rewarding because a lot of people are very congratulatory to me, and I'm grateful to be a princess because I'm grateful to be able to give back to my community.
How does it feel to represent your school as well?
I like that a lot. That's one of the things that I like a lot about being a Central Catholic princess, because when I first joined Central as a freshman, it was very welcoming to me, and all the staff and faculty are very inclusive. And just being a student here, there's been so many opportunities for me, not only as a student, but also as an athlete, and it helped me to become into the woman I am today.
What made you become a Rose Festival princess?
One of the things that I really focus on is giving back to my community and making sure that the underprivileged or underdeserved are being taken care of. And so that's one of the things that I really focus on. And working with the Rose Festival Court and the other princesses, we do that when we travel. We go to retirement homes and we help elderly people. And I think that giving back to the people who gave to us is very important. And one of those things is working with older people and making sure that they're okay and they have what they need.
What was your community's reaction when you got selected as the Rose Festival princess?
They were all really excited for me. They were really happy, and they were very, like I said, Central was really welcoming to me. So I have a lot of friends and people that I can look up to here. So so many people were just so excited for me to become princess, and it made me feel really loved and supported because everybody was just so ecstatic about me becoming the 2024 princess.
So you know how it's so big to be a Rose Festival princess. How important is it to you being like almost the face of the school?
It's really important. So my godmom actually has been talking to me about becoming a princess since I was born, basically. And so she's been talking to me all the time about it. And now that I finally became a princess and that I'm the face of this school, means a lot to me. And because not only do I represent the school, but I also represent Portland as one of the princesses. And it makes me happy because I get to represent these things in such a positive manner.
What life experiences that helped you find the confidence to do this?
One of the life experiences that has helped me a lot is having 3 knee surgeries. I know that it seems a little like crazy, like how could that help her? But honestly, it helped me a lot because it helped me grow more comfortable into who I am, because I met a lot of doctors, I met a lot of therapists, I met a lot of people who are supporting me. And from these experiences, going through such a hard time, it helped me to be able to grow into who I am and mature more as a person. And then as I matured, I got more comfortable around people and I got more comfortable around speaking with people. And it helped me grow into the person I am today.
So the Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. Tell us, what is your dream for Portland?
One of my dreams for Portland is, although I know it's a very big problem and it may be very hard to do, but one of my dreams is for the homeless population to become lesser in the amount and for more people to come help. Because working with the Blanchet House, which is a place that helps homeless people, working with them, I learned a lot about homeless people and that they're not all bad people as the media may portray them. And I think that taking care of them and helping them with food, clothing, shelter is very important, and it can make a difference no matter how small your donation is.
I love that you want to help homeless people. I did my research too. It is very sad.
Yeah.
So what is your hobbies that you love that inside and outside of school?
Well, inside school, one of my favorite classes is anatomy. I love learning about the body and I love science. And outside of school, one of my favorite things to do is play basketball. I've played basketball ever since I was younger, and it's always been one of my favorite things to do. Obviously, I had 3 knee surgeries, so I couldn't do it all 4 years of high school. So, but other than that, like, it's always been my favorite thing to do. I'm going to college to play basketball, and I am just really excited about it. And basketball is what brought me into anatomy and wanting to learn more about the body because of my surgeries. So it's helped me in tremendous amount of ways, not just having fun, but also learning a lot of lessons about myself and other people.
What are your plans for your future? Like, what do you plan on doing as a job, or what do you plan on doing as just self-improvement?
Currently, I know this is like two different fields, but I'm considering either becoming a pediatrician or becoming a speech therapist, because I currently work with kids who need special needs, and I just love them and I love working with them, and I love being able to help them whenever they need it because they're just the same as me and I would treat them the same as I'm treating you. So I love working with other people. And pediatrician, I love working with science. So I think that would be really fun for me.
Now, one of my fun questions is, what social media do you use? And what's your favorite social? What's your favorite media site and why?
I use TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat. And one of my favorite ones is probably, I don't know, it's a hard one. I would say TikTok, because it's like funny. There's a lot of funny videos on there, and all my friends are on there, and it's nice. It does get a little overwhelming sometimes, but I like it. It's a really fun app.
What is your favorite type of music, actually, and why?
I think my favorite, I really like R&B and rap, but one of my favorite artists is Herm. I also like Jhené Aiko, and I listen to a lot of Future, and yeah.
Everybody has a superpower. We want to know, what is your superpower?
Like, what is my superpower as in, like what would I want my superpower to be, or what is it like
right like now? What is it like right now?
I think my superpower would be resilience, because I've just been through a lot, and I've been able to learn from it and bounce back from it really quick, and it's helped me to become more stable into the person who I am today, and it's helped me to just loosen up a little bit and not take everything so seriously. Like, I can have fun sometimes and I can be myself around people, because at the end of the day, we tie our shoes the same way, we put our pants on the same way. So I think my superpower is resilience, because I've learned a lot and from the experiences I've been through.
And I have just one more fun little question that's actually not on this sheet of paper. What is your favorite color and why?
My favorite color is lavender, because I like the scent lavender. And also because it's like kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like a warm color, but also a cool color. And I've always liked purple.
Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I'm speaking with the Rose F Festival Princess, Jada Jackson, from Central Catholic High School. I am Travis, reporting for AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM.
Thank you.